So we're holding Bezus Hashem in Siv Beis. The Chofetz Chaim explained to us on page Resh Yud Beis. The Chofetz Chaim explained to us that there's an iser to listen to Rechilus. There's an iser even if somebody, if Reuven wants to come and tell me that somebody said something about me, I have to stop him and I don't want to hear. The question is though, what happens if what Reuven has information for me that he wants to tell me that somebody is planning to do something bad to me? Not just that he did something in the past, that he said something not nice, but he's planning to hurt me or to damage me or to hurt me in my business. So in that case, I'm allowed to listen. And he has a mitzvah to tell it to me, to help me, to prevent me from having a loss later. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says that there's we have this distinction between the Iser of listening to Rechilus and the Iser of believing Rechilus. Believing, you're never allowed to believe it. But listen, you're allowed to listen if it's something for the future. So he says in Beis, if cut in Beis, Sif Beis, V'aval shmias Rechilus bulvad gamkin yesh Iser godol. Even just to listen to the Rechilus, even if you don't believe it. Even though when he listens, he hasn't decided if he'll believe it. And he hasn't believed it yet. It's still us. However, believing is worse. As far as listening, if you understand from the beginning of the conversation that what he's telling me is going to be relevant for the future, if it's the truth, this guy, I'm coming to tell you that, you know, Beryl said that he's so upset when he meets you, he's going to hit you. So in that case, he has a mitzvah to come and tell me. Or he says that he's going to, you know, say something about your merchandise or whatever, that he's going to do something that's going to be damaging to you. But and you're allowed to listen. How to protect yourself. However, to believe what the person's saying, that you're not allowed to. All you're allowed to do is have in your mind that there's a remote possibility what the guy is saying is true, and therefore I have to be careful. To guard yourself. Even though you're not allowed to believe it, you're allowed to take it into account to the point that you're not, that you'll protect yourself. And as we learned in Klal Vav earlier in Hilchas Lashon Hara, as we learned there, that when you hear the person start saying things, you stop him and you say, look, if what you're telling me is relevant for the future, that there's something that I should be careful about, then please go ahead and tell me, I'll listen. But if you just want to tell me that he did something not nice about, said something not nice about me or whatever, which is not relevant to the future, so in that case, please stop, because there's an iser for me to listen to that information. And if there's strong evidence, strong circumstantial evidence, that the person wants to do something against me, even if he didn't hear about it, I'm allowed to look into the matter. Then if I suspect that somebody is trying to do something, I have some strong indication that this person is trying to do something to hurt me, I'm allowed to go and protect myself by asking people about it. And he doesn't have to worry that in this case, that person, if he's going to tell me that this guy knows that it's the truth, that he's trying to hurt me, so then that guy's saying Lashon Hara, because he's saying something not nice about that person. That's true. But here there's a mitzvah to say it, because he's saying it in order to protect an innocent person. V'da'oid. Then the Chofetz Chaim tells us, "D'chol ha'klolim shekasavni liel b'chelikal b'chlovav etz kabos lashenhar linyan lachush, kainu adin yivinyan lachush etz l'chilis." So Chofetz Chaim says that this is a very dangerous halacha, that l'meichesh miboyi, that one is permitted to entertain a doubt that maybe what this person is saying is true, because it's an issue of possibly hurting me or doing some damage to me. So Chofetz Chaim says that this lemeches miboy doesn't mean that now I have a suffix in my mind that this guy may be a wicked person or not. He says lechein tzach lizar ma'oid kishesham hashecha dibrolok. If you hear that somebody said something, ayos lekach lekach, or did something, or wants to do, you're not allowed to have it that in your mind it's a 50-50. But rather it has to be just a chashash. There's a remote possibility. It's not a suffix. It's only that you should be careful. As we always give the example of the Tylenol scare. Don't take a Tylenol. The chance of there being a Tylenol, halachically, it was not a shaila. There was no shaila that it was mutter to take a Tylenol, but lemeches miboy. So he says, umistam demamidin odem cheskes kashrus, because the person who's telling you about Beryl, that he did something, you have to put Beryl on a cheskes kashrus. Umistam aleosali ravelo yinol, and you have to assume that it's not true what this guy is saying. Valkein also lelasis shum maisa. You're not allowed to take any action. That even if this guy comes, somebody tells him, this is, as the Chafetz Chaim will tell us, is the horror of Rechilus, that somebody comes and tells me and he says, you're not going to believe what this guy said about you. He said that, you know, you cheated over here and you stole money from this person, you did this, you did that, whatever it is. So unfortunately, naturally, in our heart, we believe it. And if we don't believe it and we're good, we say, well, maybe, you know, I already now look at this person differently because I wouldn't lie to me. He's going to come and lie to me and say such a thing. And that is the Iser of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara and Kabbalah's Rechilus. So he says that you're not allowed to do, and I can't take any action or cause him any damage or any embarrassment of Wazir. Even in my heart that I should have an ill feeling against them. There's a law, you're not allowed to hate another Jew. And I don't have a right to do it. If it's the truth that he did an Avera against me, then I would have a right to do it. But I don't have, it's not like me suffic I could hate him, or I have half feelings in me. It says, and surely, if let's say this person says, you know, that, you know, he stole from you this amount of money or whatever, and now I taka owe him some other money for wages. So I say, oh, he took that money, I'm not paying the wages. So that's Iser Gomer, because that means that you're acting upon what was said. So he says, and the Chofetz Chaim says, and you still have the same chiyuv. If this guy, who somebody told you, said something really nasty about you, and now this person comes and asks you for a loan, you have the mitzvah of Mkeset Al Vasami. You have a mitzvah to lend the money. You have a mitzvah to all the other mitzvahs. Ki le nigra erkei beinenu aydeze l'shum davar. Because the esteem we have for this person has to, in your mind, not go down one drop. Hu klal kosva poiskim deimut lochush rak linyin lishmer satzvei labosh liyov lidehesim v'vedit. The only thing you could do is that be careful that you shouldn't get hurt, and that's it. Alba binyan acher osur lochush klal. But for anything else, you're not allowed to. And then the Chafetz Chaim goes and gives the, what is unfortunately so common, that a person will come and tell you that, and then you believe it, and then you go ahead and you talk to somebody else, and how could that guy have done that? And I did this to him, and now you do Rechilus, and it spirals, and from that comes tremendous amounts of sinas.